Hey SEOs and content marketers, say goodbye to crazy spreadsheet mashups and experience unprecedented connectivity between your SEO planning and reporting data. Introducing Audience Key, technology for keyword mapping, content brief automation, and rank tracking that form an SEO strategy system providing unparalleled feedback loops between planning, reporting, and optimization activities. Put your time and energy into strategy, not data upkeep. Visit audiencekey.com and apply for a free trial today.
On WMR.FM. It is the 23rd of January, 2025. And it happened 3 days ago. Donald Trump is now the President of the United States, and the changes are coming to a society near you, particularly to an internet near you and an industry near you very, very, very quickly. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. Christine Schackinger from Sites Without Walls. And
hey, everybody.
Hey, Christine, I don't think it's too... I mean, we are in an absolutely new era in the world and in North America and in the tech world. But before we get into that, I mean, this is just one of the most profound changes that have happened in our lives. How are you doing?
Okay. You know, he's in the shock and awe phase, trying to actually keep friends from being too despondent, because he's just rolling it out so fast. I would take the whole show to tell you everything he's rolled out in the last 48 hours. A lot of it, though, people should be aware, are not going to make it through the courts. The birthright citizenship thing is a constitutional provision, and it's already been struck down by a lawyer. I mean, they'll go through the appeals, but it won't go anywhere. So they're going to try to make people afraid. And that's what people like Trump do and his people. Trump was only elected with 29% of the vote. 50% didn't vote. So that's actually what elected him. And he lost 30% of those people when he started. So I just want to tell everybody and our listeners, if you're feeling despondent, one, best thing you do is find somewhere you think you can help. Because while you're being active like that, it helps take away like the fear. And that he won with 29%, and 30% of those people already regret the vote. And that was 2 weeks ago. So he's not powerful. He doesn't have a mandate. I mean, he's powerful. He's president, but he doesn't have a mandate. And the best thing you can do is call your representatives when you don't like something, because they are more afraid of not getting elected than anything else. So, well, yeah, it's a rough time for everybody.
It certainly is. I'm in another country. I'm in Canada. A country that is directly in the crosshairs of the Trump administration. Looks as if we're going to have extraordinary punitive tariffs applied against Canada, which will pull the rug out, the bottom out from the economy, probably sending the country into recession. And the funniest thing, the most crazy thing about the reason for the tariffs is the president believes there's a terrible trade deficit America suffers in relation to Canada. The crazy thing about this quote-unquote trade deficit is every manufacturing province, Ontario, Quebec, British Columbia, the Maritimes, we have a trade deficit ourselves with America. The only province that has a surplus is the one that exports oil to America. And that's entirely where America's trade surplus with Canada, or trade deficit with Canada, comes from Canadian oil, from so much oil of ours that you import.
Yes, and there's a reason.
If you didn't import all that oil, Canada would be the one with the trade deficit.
And just because there's a myth out there, just to dispel it really quickly, it's not that we don't make oil. We make more than anybody in the world right now, or export it. We don't use that oil because it's not the type of oil you use in the United States. It's a different grade of oil, and it's not usable here. So we export that, and then we import the usable oil from Canada and other places.
So anyway, my country is about to be thrown under the bus because of America's oil addiction. And in throwing us under the bus, the cost of gasoline in America is about to increase by 25, 30, maybe 40%. Happy holidays, everybody, especially everyone who's about to lose their job. My province of 16 million persons is going to see 540,000 job losses. If 25% tariffs are hit on February 1st, as the president promised. So, if you hear a mark of weirdness in either of our voices, it comes from a place of fear. Legitimate fear.
Jim and I, unfortunately, we try to stay away from the political on the show, but because it's now overlapping everything that we talk about, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that. But we're working on a way to kind of make something more, focused on that. And so it's a little less focused in this part of the show. But
Agreed. We should get back into tech. And this,
No,
by
I know. I
doing
got to
so, you
tell
know what?
one funny. I got to tell one funny, though. Just one
Okay.
funny.
Go, go,
So it's not funny, the reason why, because it's all the transgender hate, because they had to have another, they picked one. But I just want to let all the men in America know that you are now female. All of you. Because he put out an executive order that says that you are the gender you are when you're conceived. And while technically you do have a Y chromosome, men, you don't actually turn into, you don't get male characteristics until that hormone,
that
that
actually
chromosome
activates. Yeah.
activates. And that's somewhere after the 6 weeks of gestation. So technically, all embryos start out as female. So I just want to let you
So
know. You're going to have to change
what
your
you're
birth.
saying, or I guess what the president's saying is that because we are all born technically female at, or I'm sorry, we're all at conception,
It
the
conceived,
moment
yes.
of conception, we're all technically female, that right now I've never been so proud to be a woman.
Yes, pretty much. And it's
Wow.
a horrible thing aimed at transgender people, but the idea that there's like, that you have to be the one at conception is totally from, Christian stuff. And there's no scientific basis to that because you are technically female until that hormone kicks in.
Well, here's the
So,
thing. I live in Canada, and that rot doesn't apply to me. And the truth is, it's the Gulf of Mexico, and it's always going to be,
oh, come
without
on. I mean,
question.
you don't want to do the Gulf of America. It doesn't even
No, the
count.
place is a cesspool to begin with, but I still
It
don't
sounds
wouldn't want to change
ridiculous.
its name.
Yeah, we have to add a little humor. So, anyway, okay, let's move on.
Okay, before going further, I want to promote something that's coming up actually in a couple of months, March 22nd, SEO Charity. It's going to be having another streaming lecture slash panel slash conference. Christine, you're actually taking part of this. And it's Dark Patterns in UX and SEO.
That's not, I'm taking part of it. Am I
You're on the
on
list. I mean, like, you're I hope you're going to be talking.
Yeah, I'm presenting. I didn't know that was the name of it. That's all. So it should be really good. And it's always for the great charity work that Anton does for the people in Ukraine. And what people don't always understand, I think, from the text messages that go out is so many animals lost their families, who either had to flee at the last minute and couldn't take their pets, or their families were killed with the Russian bombs. And so Anton has been helping the people that took all those animals in. Like, just someone had an apartment and it took like in 30 cats, right? But they need medical treatment, and then they need food, and they need all that stuff. So Anton takes in money to give to these people directly. 100% goes to them. And so if you haven't signed up yet for the SEO, what is he calling it this year? Is it SEO for Paws, or is it charity? Is
SEO
there
Charity.
an SEO charity? Go to Anton Schulk and SEO Industry. You can find anybody, and then go ahead and sign up. Make sure that you are reminded to attend, because it'll be a great event, great speakers, and it's a great fundraiser for those people. And bless, in the really true word, not the Southern way, bless their hearts for taking all those animals in. And one more thing we have to announce before we go on. We have friends that are dealing with fires in California, and those fires are had some had to evacuate. So I know, like, Jason Hennessy had to leave his house last night. He posted videos where literally the smoke was blooming behind all the houses. Frank Bauer, Lauren Baker, Wayne Forrester, Marcella DeVivio. I'm not sure if there's anybody else, but all those people were evacuated yesterday. So let's think for their safety. You'll not get this till Monday, but I have a feeling the fires will still be going then.
Are going out in
Yeah.
the biggest way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I hope they're all safe, and that they they're all gonna be okay. So
So
security
far,
issue.
everybody, yeah,
Security issue
that's.
that we gotta make people known about. Last week we reported on a Google the Chrome browser security alert. There's a new one. Huge, long write up in today's Forbes. Bottom line, go and re-update your update your Chrome browser. But there's actually a few steps that you have to take to properly update. Not only do you have to update your Chrome browser, you got to restart your computer. You have to update. There's an update activation to ensure you to ensure yeah, you got to restart your browser, save any tabs you have open, and that should protect you.
Yeah,
That
it's for those
comes.
who. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. That comes from Dave Winder, the writer at Forbes, who
I
wrote up
love
the
his last name.
security fix.
So basically, for this one to know what it is, it's and this is straight from Forbes. Potentially exploited by attackers through specially crafted HTML page leading to heap corruption, which is like intake of stuff. Such vulnerabilities may allow remote attackers to execute arbitrary code, posing significant security risks to users who visit malicious or compromised web pages. So basically, they infect you, and then when you surf the web, you click on something on just a website, and you wind up with this exploitation, and it gives them a lot of access to critical information. So on your phone or your, and I don't know if it's just phone or desktop, but update it everywhere. It's always a
Update
good
your Chrome
idea.
browser.
Yeah. Oh, they do say web browser. So it's the web browser across. Android and just your desktop, except for iOS. So.
Okay, trying not to carry on with the political, but sort of being forced into it anyway, we need to talk about the techno oligarchy that has formed. On his way out, former President Biden warned America about it, and I think the tech oligarchy, the technoligarchy, I'm going to get
Say
it
that
right
five times
eventually,
fast. I want to get a song.
is outing themselves pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
Gee, Christine, did you see that picture of Mark Zuckerberg looking at Jeff Bezos's wife's breasts during the inauguration? If you zoom out of
No.
that picture a little bit, like maybe Mr. Zuckerberg should have, you'll see a line of Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Sundar Pichai, Elon Musk, and a number of Larry Ellison's in there, and a number of other of the tech billionaires who increasingly have merged their power with the power of the state. Well, that is actually the classic definition of fascism, the merger of the business elite and the state. That comes from the inventor of fascism, Benito Mussolini himself. And I think it's something that we really need to think about, especially given that every major communications platform is owned by these guys.
Yes. And so just to put the definition out there, there's so many misinformation saying oligarchy is where a small group of people have control of the country, organization, institution, in this case, government by oligarchy. These are all tech bros who weren't elected in our system of democracy. And it is a democracy. It's a republic that's a democracy. They shouldn't be there at all. And by the way, do you know who they're sitting in front of? Those
No.
guys? The cabinet members. So the cabinet members of the new government are hidden behind the oligarchs.
Okay.
I can't say techno-oligarch. I can't say that.
Here's what you get for being part of the new emerging technoligarchy. The loyalty payoff is something called, well, it's going to be a number of loyalty payoffs. Part of it is less restrictions on your business. Part of it is going to be a removal of restrictions on the growth of AI. And
Yeah, we
part
have a
of
story
it
about that.
is the Stargate project, sort of squaring a whole bunch of the AI circles to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in a project. This is an amazing group of people working together. SoftBank, OpenAI, Oracle, and MGX are going to band together to create Stargate.
Yeah, do we actually know what that is yet? Like, has
It's
there
a
ever been a?
TV show, is
No,
what
I
it
know
is.
that,
It's a
but is it like
TV show about
like a
traveling to other
definition?
dimensions.
So to the we shouldn't give money outside the country crowd. Like Ukraine, we give money, but we get 75% of it back because they just use credits to buy our old weapons and we make new ones and it brings jobs and manufacturing here. So we get like almost all that money back. This is going to be $500 billion, half a trillion dollars. We can't afford, supposedly, we can't afford the act that helps children out of poverty, the one that got 50% of children out of poverty. We can't afford a proper healthcare system. We can't afford many things, supposedly, according to parts of the representation we have. But we can afford to give half a trillion dollars to these tech companies that most are worth over a trillion, and whose CEOs, several of them, have their own rocket program. So, I kind of have a whole issue with the fact that, and I'm not usually one of those people because, there's tons of money and it goes everywhere. But half a trillion? So far, this industry hasn't made anything. They make 50 billion a year. They have to have 860 billion a year to break even. And we're going to give them half a trillion to do what?
I
Stargate? Whatever
think.
Stargate is, right? Because it uses money, resources, and so much power that it's a detriment to the earth. It's a detriment to you and me because the reason that we're doing a lot of this is to get rid of jobs with no replacement. And you think you're getting universal basic income now? That ain't happening. So what is the purpose of this that's supposed to help all of us? Why would we give half a trillion
Honestly,
dollars? Yeah.
the cynical side of me thinks that the president was sold this as a sort of a techno New Deal plan that will create so much wealth and so much jobs in the future, this amorphous pie in the sky future, that not investing in it would put America's rebuild the whole plan to rebuild America at risk. There's 1,000 contradictions. Logical contradictions in the sentence I just said, but I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about selling it to the president.
Yeah, because it's, basically, like it says in the article that we have from Spyglass, OpenAI is a cash burning machine. You could put cash in a fire and probably get more out of it because they did this whole thing with no market research. So they put it out and they're like, they'll buy it and they don't. And so they can't make the money they need to off of $20, $200 a month subscriptions, right?
They have no
So.
intention of that. They're going to obviously make the money off of enabling other industry through AI. You don't make, if an electricity company these days doesn't make money selling to consumers, it makes money selling to Google,
Yeah,
selling bulk.
but they still have only made 50 billion, and we're on year two and a half, right? Three,
Well,
and a
here's the
half,
thing.
three. No, we're at three. We're at year three.
Everything we've said, Christine, after all that we've said, and I agree with you on 99% of it. The thing that keeps me up at night, and honest to God, as somebody as part of a G8 nation, what happens if we don't control AI? What if another country controls the most phenomenal thinking machines ever that will ever be devised?
Nah, this so far is not it. We're talking about large language models, right? We're not talking about actual AI.
We're talking about the building blocks of the future, be they large language
Well,
models or
what
not. The re we're
they're
talking about the
not. Yeah.
research that's going to get conducted to take people forward. And if another country controls it, what if?
Okay, there's only
That
one
one
other
is a
country.
winning argument.
No, I don't think it's a winner, but you're right. It is a point. But the only other one is China, and China's facing a lot of economic problems right now, including not to have enough people. Replacing the people in the country that are dying because they restricted, families to one child and they picked boys. So they're having a lot of problems themselves. And yes, could they get ahead of us somewhat? Sure. Do we need to spend half a trillion dollars right now? We have other things that are more necessary, like people having medication and, kids not being poor. Yeah,
I
I think
honest
so.
to goodness don't think your incoming administration really cares a lot about kids having medication.
No, they don't because they just took off the cap. For prescriptions for
So,
elderly people. So there was a cap on their prescriptions at $2 if they're generic, and they took that off yesterday. I'm just saying, I don't think it needs to be half a trillion dollars. And we don't know what Stargate is. And this is all pie in the sky because
could be.
remember when Altman hit the street, hit the universe, just like Musk was going to give us self-driving cars in 2014. And now Altman was like, oh, I'm going to change the whole world. But it's almost 2.5 years. And he hasn't produced anything that makes money.
What it most
So.
certainly is, 100%, unquestionably, what Stargate most certainly is, and the whole investment in AI is the payoff for loyalty. It's the real cost of the
Oh, sure, of
inauguration.
course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it is. And the other thing too is really seriously, people. Jim thinks this is a drop in the bucket, and I'm sure it is. Don't pay for their services. Just use them because it costs them lots of money for you to use it. And they're not making much off you paying for it, but they are making $50 billion a year off of people paying for it. If you don't like the idea that they're going to take $500 trillion to do something we don't even know what they're supposed to do, and so far they've been not successful in anything they supposedly launched,
Okay. Again, I think a lot of people out there who are using AI would dispute that they weren't successful because AI has
enough.
legitimately made work easier for lots and lots and
Well,
lots and lots
no.
and lots of
They're
people.
not monetarily successful.
Okay, well, AI may or may not be.
And
Certainly.
lots of people don't use it. So, but anyway, the point
So.
being is that is one little thing you could just use it for free. So we don't know what the Stargate is, and he's not. There's no details on like what it supposedly is. And Altman has not produced anything he said he was. In
It's
fact, they were supposed to be at AGI by now.
Stargate's a conglom. That's exactly what it is.
Conglom?
Stargate,
What's
a
that?
conglom, a conglomeration of a number of companies putting their efforts together to make something. But in this case, we'll just use the short form. Stargate is most certainly a conglom.
I like it.
I think that word
Conglom.
actually works in this case.
It does. Conglom. I like it.
Okay, so this is part of a much bigger and something that's happening internationally. I mean, this is what's happening in the United States. The tech oligarchy is not confined to the borders of America. It's just happening there in the biggest, boldest, and in some people's points of view, baddest of ways. Currently, the tech oligarchs are monkeying around with the politics of other countries, my own included. It's pretty brutal. In Britain, Meta, Facebook has reinstated the pages of they removed, but they've now reinstated the pages of anti-racist organizations. Britain's biggest anti-racist organization, Stand Up to Race, and said on Wednesday its Facebook page had been shut down for breaching standards on impersonation, but it was later restated. At the same time, content on Facebook and Meta that is anti-Semitic, anti-trans, and just disinformation clearly designed to hurt or to grift is running rampant and not being controlled. This is happening on Twixter, which is close to running afoul and has frequently run afoul of several EU laws, which brings me to the president's speech in Davos today, which pretty much
Oh.
put the rest of the world on notice. Mess with American companies, and you're messing with the Oval Office.
No,
Yeah,
speeches
we
are
don't want to be
mess.
political, right?
No, well, we unfortunately we've tried not to, but we can't avoid it now. It's all over everything we cover. So that's part of the story. We can't not cover part of the story.
I
But
feel dirty shilling for Google sometimes, eh?
oh,
I
sometimes
really
I
do
do.
right
It's
now.
all
I
right.
just feel totally dirty.
Speaking of which, many people probably noticed last night that if you put in U.S. presidents, this went viral last night across all socials, not just one. You put U.S. presidents, it showed Trump, Obama, Bush, blah, 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 all the way back to the first president. There was no Biden in the search. So you searched it, you got pictures at the top in a
He
knowledge
was
graph.
president for 4 years. Why wouldn't he show up?
Yeah, I don't know because Google's answer was they had a defective knowledge graph, but how does that happen?
Okay,
Because
so
so there's
what the knowledge graph is broken. Is that what you're saying? The knowledge Google's
yeah.
knowledge graph is so flawed that the guy who was president of the United States of America, and then I there must be at least a Wikipedia entry and maybe a couple of links, didn't make it into the knowledge graph. It's
Yeah,
broken. It must be
yes.
broken. It must be flawed.
That's what they said, but we both know. Okay, so for people who don't know what a knowledge graph is, it's basically a type of database where instead of just putting items in a database and giving it like an ID, there's mathematical relationships between subjects in the database. So if you have US presidents, all Trump, Obama, Bush, they'll all be related to each other very closely in that graph. And then there's a time order as well, okay, in there for this one. So, yes, so the fact that they said the knowledge graph was defective is either silly talk or there's something really wrong with Google because your knowledge graph shouldn't automatically just remove Biden. The longest, I think he's the one who served the longest in public service in the United States ever, and he was president for and vice president for, you know. So if there's just a mistake and it was labeled wrong, then it would have come up, you know, somewhere else. But anyway,
You know what?
yeah.
We're never going to know if me saying money is what took us off of Disney or just talking about this incident.
Well, yeah, definitely going on TikTok, but that's not sure. We're not covering them today. Anyway, so for everyone out of the mystery, it's back. It was back about 2 hours after it went viral. And then their only explanation is a knowledge graph, which is kind of silly. So this one item got deleted from the knowledge graph of all these presidents. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you know what? I need to go into some SEO stuff. We can go back to politics in a few minutes, and we probably will just because we're going to have to because we just can't help but it's just going to intersect. But can we just, for a few minutes, can we have some fun talking about nothing?
No, we got to cover one more before we move on because it is
Do we
important.
have
We
to, or can
touched
we
on,
come back to
yeah,
it? What is it? What is it?
I
What is
think
it?
we
What do we
touched
got
on
to do?
it. So Biden had worked hard with the AI companies to develop regulations to make things
Okay,
safer.
yeah, we do got to talk about this.
Yeah, and executive orders for people who don't know what an executive order is, president just writes things that they want to happen. Some of them will remain, some of them will not, like birthright citizenship was already like thrown out. But he supposedly removed all but one item from the protections that Biden had put in place for to make sure that we're safe from AI, because AI can be very damaging. And so basically, they're just gone. There's basically almost no regulations now on how AI is developed, except that they still have to report to the government what they do. But things like, watermarking AI generated content and things and alerting people to the dangers of impersonation and sexual deepfake
How
imagery and
about
all that stuff, all
nude
gone.
deep fakes of just about anybody? Is that on the table again?
No, all gone, because he said it restricted free speech. Nothing Biden did restricted free speech. It just had like notifications or education or, some sort of protections against companies who weren't properly, making sure that these things didn't happen. Remember, we had that one guy who ran a site. And it was a porn site, but things were so disturbing. He stopped letting people like create things. He would just put in the words himself, like you can create this, you can create that, because it's so bad. There'll be no protections like that anymore in the law. So everyone's going to have to kind of be on the alert for issues with AI. And one other thing, you don't know probably, Jim, but I have to tell people. Right now, our agencies, all the regulatory agencies, are not allowed to communicate with
Yes, I
citizens. So if there is a problem, you're not going to know about it unless your local, like your state government tells you. So just be very on the lookout. If you hear there's a problem, you're going to have to go research it yourself because they're not allowed to tell us right now.
No American agency is allowed to communicate externally, not just with American
Yeah.
citizens, but with also with all of
Oh.
its international partners. There
I
are,
didn't know that. I didn't
oh
know
yeah,
that.
absolutely. America has been locked down when it comes to technical information. There are medical programs that America has just suddenly withdrawn from because, well, it's no longer a member of the World Health Organization, and
Yes.
the National Institute of Health, for instance, can no longer make reports to its international partners. So
Yeah,
it's not part of the programs anymore. What's the point?
well, they're it's
We're
supposedly
not
it's
throwing our
temporary
data
ban.
into a black hole.
No, of course not. But for just for U.S. citizens, like the bird flu that's going around right now, and why we can't get eggs because all the birds are dead. You won't know anything about that. You won't know about often we get alerts about food that's poison for animals that our pets. You won't get alerts about that. Like you won't get alerts about anything where the flu is. If there was suddenly a COVID outbreak, you won't get any alerts for at least I think it's 60 or 90 days. And it could go longer than that, but right now that's the original. So anyway, people need to know that, and also need to know, of course, that the AI regulations have been lifted. There's basically no safety guardrails anymore on AI regulation.
Okay, well, again, there's implications to this story as well. I mean, it's because, again, there are still stringent regulations in the EU. Canada is going to attempt to regulate the tech industry in as much as it's going to be able. able to maybe do something or nothing. Because what are we going to do, right? God, it's a horrible situation. But this puts America squarely at odds with European regulation, and one or the other will have to blink. It's a conundrum. Oh, okay, where Tokina? You know who we haven't talked about forever because there's been no reason to? But it's always so
Oh.
much fun to Yahoo.
How you
Yahoo.
can always tell someone's Canadian. How did you say that, Jim?
Yahoo.
Yeah,
In
he's
a
a Canadian.
happy way at that.
That's a Canadian. And
Yeah.
Barry's happy. Barry has a happy purple robot on his image today on Search Engine Roundtable. I love it. It's so cute.
Well,
For the story.
Yahoo is as everyone knows, Yahoo is really working hard to push its way back into the search space, and it chose a kind of bizarre time to jump back in the search space now that the search space is radically changing itself, and it can't come back in as the champion of 10 blue links. And so, Yahoo, I think is going to be the new moniker. Yahoo, Yahoo is Yahoo Search is testing AI chat through Microsoft. AI chat in its search results. Off to the right side of your query, there's
Yeah.
a little trigger for the chat feature, and then you can have a search engine that completely remembers the search you conducted, helps you expand on it, and gives you well, generative results.
You know, I think though one of the comments on Barry's story is Marissa Mayer took away Yahoo Answers, and gosh, that would be so good for them right now because the hidden gem space, right?
That made a lot
So
of sense. I saw that too. That made a lot of
yeah,
sense.
that makes a lot of sense. So if anyone, our friends who are working there, because we know most of the team, think about Yahoo Answers. That'd be really cool to have back. So that was good information. So yeah, but the thing on the right chat bar just looks like people also ask a little magnifying glass. When you click it, it gives you little things you can click on. I do like how they're presenting it, though. It's not stuck in the middle of search, off to the right, and it looks more helpful that way. It looks like it's a tool to help you, as opposed to the way it currently is in Google, which is just smacked all over the page. You're just like, oh, I don't need any more of these results because I get sometimes four or five of them.
No,
So,
I
yeah,
agree.
so.
It's exactly how generative results should be. If I want
Yeah.
them, I should trigger them on, get my summary. And the summaries are actually, often very, very good. But if you want to do a deep dive informational search, the summaries don't really take you where you'd need to go to get your own research and information. And you got to check the summaries, folks, because they're generally
Can't
quite
be
accurate.
wrong,
They're
but you can't be
generally
wrong.
quite accurate.
They are generally, yeah, they just can't be wrong. But
That's a
I
very
like
nice
the
way to say
Yahoo.
that.
I like the so check out Search Engine Roundtable, Barry, our god of content. Yahoo Search Test AI Chat, you'll see it there, and you'll see that it looks like a really good UI that they put together. So maybe we're
So,
checking out.
I'm jumping around the grid a little bit, but I like this story because it looks like a lot of fun too. And it's easy. My brain needs a rest after saying the word Trump
All
too many
right.
times. So, there might be a weird perception that Google wants us to get away from doing SEO. They don't. In a response to a question up at Blue Sky, John Mueller suggested sometimes doing SEO will cause the site more problems than not doing anything at all. As with John Mueller, you want to really, really look closely at the question that was asked
Yes.
that they're answering, that John's
Oh, is
answering.
in the details, yes.
Because this question was asked by somebody who, kind of looks like they're advertising, let me spam the world out for you services rather than SEO services. If you're not using SEO to your advantage, you're basically at a disadvantage to everyone else out there. The good news is that utilizing SEO for your new website can have a positive impact on your business and help you achieve success in the long run.
Which is not wrong.
Well, no,
Wrong.
but come on. That's begging for somebody from Google to say,
Yeah, they're
shut the
being
hell up.
silly. And John says, so sometimes doing SEO will cause a site more problems than not doing anything at all. That's
Yeah,
always
I'm
in the
sorry.
details because, yeah.
So this was, this is a total clickbaity thing to talk about, but it's a fun thing to talk about because if you're out there selling SEO services like that other person was, You're going to elicit a reaction like John gave you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
So if you're in Europe and you're running a site that might get, I don't know, a manual penalty put against it for reputation abuse or something, and you thought, ho, those poor Americans, they got slammed so bad, but I'm great. You're not great anymore because Google applied the ban hammer in Europe. The reputation abuse brand hammer came down this week in Europe, and around the same time that Google clarified its site reputation abuse policy and why it's doing manual actions.
Yeah, and the site reputation abuse is, sorry, I was waiting for it to load. Google clarified site reputation abuse policy and manual actions on Search Engine Roundtable by the illustrious Barry Schwartz. And basically, you want to go check that out because we can't cover it all here. But basically, site reputation abuse has been refined. I think this is about the third or fourth time in the last 6 months.
Yeah, this
Or
time they
the.
really updated their blog's FAQ so that you can find information on what is and isn't site reputation abuse really quickly. I think Google really wants to show the large brands that it's beating around the head that there's a reason why it's doing this, and if they would just stop doing that, Google, you know what I mean? Like Google's trying to make it clear that you can't be selling snake oil on your serious news site.
Yeah, and also, so here's one though, I still would like to get answers from Google, and they will not answer me. So they said, decide what to do with the violating content and take action. For example, moving the violating content to a new domain, using NOINDEX to exclude the content from search indexing. What? May actually still re-trigger the penalty. We know that if you have a penalty or the algorithm devaluation, it can follow you. But to the people that had the helpful content update, who they told us basically we broke things and we can't fix them. Those people should be allowed to move their sites, redirect their old links, right? Because, hey, they've been there 15, 20 years. How are they going to get those links back? And these are not spammers. They didn't buy them, they accumulated them, right? And I think Google should have a policy for that group that gives them an out. And so far, when I ask, no one will answer me if they can do that. So, my one client who did get hit by that, he wasn't doing anything spammy, but I think a lot of it has to do with how the sites look, the templates they used. But probably that compression algorithm, but I don't know what to tell them, right? Do we need to put on new domain? But then you have to start over from scratch. But you were getting 30,000 visits a month, on a golf niche site. That's pretty good. So what do you tell them? And I really think Google needs to answer that question for just the helpful content people.
Well, I would agree, absolutely. And you know, it's funny. It's I think it's way easier for them to answer what is site reputation abuse about and why did you hit us with a manual penalty than it is for them to say, what do we think is helpful content for Reels
Yeah.
and what does that look like on a page? How do we score it? And how do we apply this penalty, especially when looking at the link graph? And maybe, I mean, like they got to use their quantum chip for something. So maybe they can use it to do the math on figuring out how to untangle the link graph after the helpful content updates.
That's the
Because
quantum
that's got
chip.
to be a
That's just a
ball
month
of
ago,
dirty string.
right? That was just a month ago, right? Quantum chip. I feel like that should be the new story of the year. And it's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh my, well, yeah, I know. The quantum chip literally proved that there are other dimensions where we're doing our thinking currently. And yeah, but Trump sucked all the air out of that one too. I went to a memorial on Sunday with my family for an aunt who died, and one of my third cousins twice removed, and if you know my cousins, you'd know why most of them have been removed at one time or another, is autistic. And her and I got in the most incredible conversation about the quantum chip. I mean, it was so much fun. We had people from other rooms coming in listening. We were having so much fun. And for Trump to suck the oxygen out of what could be the most interesting conversation ever, it's horrible.
It
Just
is, because
horrible.
you know what? Because there's another thing real quick that's attached to that, and that is they can prove that something could happen here and a billion light years away at the exact same moment. And
Yes.
they don't know how to predict that. And that's a real quantum physics problem. So now that we have a quantum chip that's kind of operating at the same in the same space, it would be fascinating, right? But that story just like lived for a day and went away because so many stories right now. Not
On
us, I mean
behalf of
just in general in the news.
metaphysicists everywhere, It was never a problem. The problem was getting people to believe
Oh,
So last week, this hasn't been happening for about a week, but last week, if you were using certain SEO tools, you might have noticed there was no data. At least no data coming from Google. That's because Google shut them down. Because Google finally said, do unto others as you've had others actually go
I
school yourself. That's what
might. Doesn't that have
Google
been their
said.
motto since Don't Be Evil?
Well, yeah, I know, but they were really pronounced on it this time. They shut down anyone who was trying to look at their website, unless you had Java turned on, of course, which completely slows and
JavaScript.
limits the JavaScript turned on, which completely slows and limits the crawls that you can do on them.
Wow.
They were targeting AIs using the search index as a training zone. And in doing that, they negated the operations of 9 out of 10 SEO tools, maybe more.
Oh, also, Google said that users have to turn on JavaScript. Google said fewer than 0.1 searches are done by people who disable JavaScript. You know who that 0.1 searches are?
Us?
But they're what?
My dad.
People with a disability, people who need accessible sites. People who have tools that can't use JavaScript. So
Well, get your
I
lawsuits
love,
in fast and early, folks.
yeah.
The
And then
American with Disabilities Act is on the table too.
I love how Google's always like, it's only 0.2. Yeah, but that 0.2% really needed it.
And
Like,
also, 0.2% of hundreds of millions of people is a lot of people.
yeah, it's 0.1. My mistake for saying 0.2, but yes, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so if you're using a browser that doesn't have JavaScript, you won't be able to use Google. Oh, there's a lot of sites you can't
No,
use that
actually,
have JavaScript
you might
either,
be able
though.
to now. I think as
Did they
of
fix
last
it?
week, they fixed this. The major tools are reporting that Google has fixed it. So you may not need to have JavaScript turned on any longer. But for a few days there, you were hooped out of luck.
You know what? I guarantee, I mean, it's just me imagining how it went. The devs and whoever just they rolled this out, and the lawyers came over and he goes, "What? No, ADA accessibility, no," because you can't do that. Like you just can't turn off all, make people use JavaScript. It's not
And also, I think it
weak,
just
not weak
sort
enough.
of wrecks the function of a whole bunch of stuff that's underlying on the web. I mean,
Yeah,
your
it does.
browser may be using JavaScript, may have JavaScript turned on and be using JavaScript all the time, but there's a number of bots that are just out there performing tasks and jobs that suddenly got kicked out.
Yeah, it was bad. But good thing on as of tw the 20th, it's supposedly back and the tools are working again. Yeah.
Okay. So Google's testing an expanded brand store panel. This is the age of the brand. Big names, big results. That's because, well, just because. So if you search for a really well-known brand, the example used at Search Engine Roundtable was New Balance, the shoe manufacturer. Google will show a knowledge panel on the right with products, descriptions, etc. Click on one of the arrow buttons, it'll expand and show you even more stuff about New Balance. Shoelaces, perhaps. I don't know. Different shoe styles and
Yeah.
sizes, etc.
I have the same comment I always do. Google needs to get an editor for everything they want to cram into a page. You don't, it's sort of like when you have a newspaper and everyone wants to be on the front page because that's where everyone reads, when you have an actual newspaper. And they get an editor and the editor's like, nope, not this story, not this story. We'll use these stories. It's somewhat Google needs that. And when it comes to product stuff, because there's so much on the page right now. It's like, I just want a link. Just give me a link. Right, I don't want all this stuff anyway. So, but yeah, it's there. I guess it'll help you maybe.
I think one of
Yeah.
Google's holy grails has always been user intent, trying to figure out what the user is doing and why they're doing it. And that should be what determines the search result pages that we all get. Here's one way to present information if you're looking for this sort of stuff. Here's another way to present information if you're doing this kind of search. Here's a yet another way to compose a search result page if you're looking for this kind of stuff. And sometimes I get the feeling with Google that that's just so much trouble. They're just mashing stuff all on the page together.
Pretty much. I mean, because I did UIX for a long time. That's why I'm really sensitive to it. And it's hard. You know, I get everything on that page that needs to be there, and you have to make it all fit, right? But this thing where they just keep cramming stuff in there, it's like their products page, I have an allergic reaction to them now. I'm just like, oh my gosh, no, all I wanted was a link to the website. Like, I don't need 500 things on the page. They just really need to learn to edit. Like, we know Bing started doing that, right? They took out like 27 components or something about 6 months ago. So I just think Google needs to learn to edit. It's just too much. I can't find anything I need. And, you know, they've declined in share twice over 2 quarters. So I may not be the only one that has that issue at this point.
What Google needs to do is go into the archives of 23andMe and grab Marissa Mayer's DNA and clone her. Do it now before there's well, actually, wait a few weeks. The laws around illegally cloning people will be removed, I'm sure, as long
I'm
as it's
sure it
data.
will.
So clone Marissa and get her obsessively thinking about how stuff should be again. It'll cost you tons and tons and tons of time and money, but it'll be worth every penny. If the
Oh,
penny still
yeah.
exists, that is.
Yeah. I like the penny. I know it costs more to make it, but I
No,
like
you know
it.
what? We got rid of the penny about 10 years ago. Nobody misses it. Our fingers all smell better too.
But do you have all those weird, like, you know, your tax is 53 cents?
Yep, just round it up or down.
No.
It doesn't really matter. It's only a couple pennies.
Anyways,
And it saves millions and
back to the
millions and
good.
millions and millions and millions of dollars and lots of resources.
Back to
So,
the good. Hey, well, go ahead. As I say, there is
okay,
nothing
so
to do.
I was going to jump to Google AI Overviews has come to circle the search. You can now in many Chrome panels. Circle something, you get the little drop-down menu, click Google search. Now you've got AI overviews coming to that kind of search result. Cool. Just so if you see the AI overview in circle to search results, well, now you know you might see the AI overview in circle to search results. It's one of
Well,
those
that's one of those
stories.
things I always forget is there. You know, it's actually one of the few handy things they've done, but I just always forget it exists.
Well, there's so many ways to use Google, to use a search engine, or to use any of the tools that we use. I was in Discord, actually just a couple hours ago, and being the oldster I am, I don't really know this stuff, right? So I found out the vocal controls by mistake. Hilarity ensues. A whole bunch of different tools exist in all the technologies that we use. Google, Bing, as we're discovering Yahoo, and yeah, we don't know the half of it, eh?
No, pretty
Again,
much, yeah. You just forget. You
we
get used
need
to it and
Marissa
weird
Mayer's
things.
clone to show it to us.
Yes, we do. We really do.
Okay, where should we go next? We
Well,
got we
is
still
there...
got we still got a good 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, well, we got, yeah, we still got stories. The one I do think we need to mention real quick, and we're just going to back up. I'm sorry to OpenAI because they're launching basically what are the equivalent of agents. And those agents are, going to do stuff for you. Whereas their operator agents can do stuff on the web for you, which means they want it to do things like get your food delivered and stuff. I just want people to remember though, with this, with the OpenAI, we know that like as for their plugins, they do zero security testing on any of it, and there's a whole bunch of issues with vulnerabilities and people things getting infected. So I'd be really careful because the their version is like wants to use DoorDash for you. Right, I'm not giving it control of anything that has my credit card attached to it, but I won't ever do that. I won't trust computers that much. I work with them every day, so how many times have I gotten through a day without an issue on a computer? Oh, none. So, but anyways, the operator is going to release a research preview of an AI agent called Operator that can go through the web, perform tasks for you. This is from The Verge, and according to the blog post, using its own browser, it can look at a web page, interact with it, typing, clicking, and scrolling. Ooh, SEOs are gonna love that for testing. OpenAI says it's launching first in the US for subscribers of OpenAI's 200 a month. So you have to be paying 200 a month to get it. Operator relies on computer using agent model that combines GPT-4, whatever the O is. I don't know if it's an O or a zero.
Oh, it's O.
It's
GPT
like,
4.0.
is that what it is? Because it's a little O. It's not actually a character
No, it's
that's
no,
that.
I'm not kidding. You're supposed to
No,
pronounce
I
it
agree.
4.0.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
Yeah.
kidding.
I agree. I know. I'm sure you're right. It combines that with vision capabilities with advanced reasoning through reinforcement learning. Let's just remind people it doesn't reason. It does something called chain of thought. So it'll like start refining, refining, refining until it thinks it gets to the answer. And then it can see through screenshots and interact using all the actions of a mouse and keyboard will allow, with the browser enabling it to take action on the web without requiring custom API integrations. Again, I would not do this.
That's all according to OpenAI.
Yes,
None of these
doesn't
claims
really.
Or allegations have been proven in the court of public opinion or are actually happening.
The
Now,
security issues and plugins have been proven. That was a whole, we covered that last
the,
year.
Here's the thing. I think this is the natural future of AI in many ways. Agents doing the mundane stuff for you. Yeah, fill my fridge, please. But I got a weird thing. I think we're going about this backwards, where the corporations are controlling the agents. I don't know why the individual isn't. And maybe that may be the next evolution in AI agents, where you control the maybe there's a mega agent you can control that controls all the other agents that are out there. But as it stands now, basically we're getting our own versions of AI apps owned and controlled by all the corporations.
Yeah, I don't know if they can be local just because of all the training and refinement that has to happen, plus the input of data. But we'll see. It doesn't sound like an experience that would be pleasant. Like, I can go right now, type things in, go to the website, buy things, right? And my stuff's all saved. I got to wait for it, watch it, make sure it doesn't do something it's not to, supposed to, then enter the credentials, although it could just do what we do and it automatically clicks them. Why is that helping me? Not helping me. I could go to sleep
Because you
and let
don't
it do
have
it,
to do
but
any of that anymore. That's why.
I have to watch it do it.
No, I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Yeah, eventually
Oh,
you will.
yeah.
I
No,
don't
I
watch
just
my
think
I
I.
don't watch my washing machine clean my clothes.
Your washing machine's not attached to all your credentials, your banking information, and your cards. This would be attached
Well,
to all. Well, this
sure.
would be able to use all that. So, no
But
for me. You
again,
may decide to, but that's a no for me.
Do you ever order pizza online?
I order through DoorDash.
Okay. Why is this different than an app, than DoorDash's app?
Completely different because I'm controlling what I purchase, and if it makes a mistake, I'm not paying for it.
Well, I suggest you'll be controlling where what your agents go out and purchase on your behalf. And if they do purchase something that you don't want, you can always charge it back.
No, it doesn't work that way here.
Okay.
You do debit cards, you don't get your money back. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't see it as being particularly helpful. So, but maybe other people might. I'm just going to
I
go like the
guarantee
following
you, other
second
people are
thing
going to
I
see
said.
this as being insanely helpful. It's the price point that's going to kill
We'll
it.
make we'll make the yeah the price would definitely would kill it. Plus, don't pay them right now. Just 6 months, not just 6 months. But anyway,
But you
you
think
and I will do that
people? I
dollar
mean, if
bet.
people often
If
say, "Do
you
you want Star Trek?" This is how you get Star Trek, and this isn't Star Trek in and of itself, but it's definitely one of the steps.
this isn't how you get Star Trek. This is just how they kill browsers and websites.
Sure.
Yeah. So, by the way, the funny thing about all this is they need the websites to exist, for them to exist, but they keep trying to put out stuff that's going to kill the websites, which
They
makes no sense to
currently
me.
need the website to transport information for them. The
No,
website
they need it to train
is,
on.
yeah, it's the vehicle to transport information for them. And they train on that information. They need the website to get it to them. But beyond that, the website is something humans can interact with, so they want to limit your interaction with the site. They still need the site. And this is the
Well, the
part
one site
of
won't
the
be
underwear
there, that's
gnomes
the thing.
equation they haven't answered yet. You remember the underwear gnomes from South Park? I often use them as one of my favorite economics examples of the
Yes.
new economics. For those who don't know, the underwear gnomes profit model is simple. Steal underpants.
Pretty much.
Something. Profit. So steal underpants, then something or another, make profit. And we're at the something or another stage.
That's steel. No, we're at the steel stage.
A
Steel
bit of
stage.
both. A bit of both. They're stealing stuff to use it to do stuff with. But how are people going to, what's the incentive to make more information? Why should I, as a content creator, create anything if I'm just going to have it taken from me and get no clicks in return? Why
Exactly.
am I
But they have to have
doing
the
this?
websites. But then if the websites don't exist, neither do these agents because they have nothing to interact with.
You know, it's early in the year, between the beginning of January and the beginning of March. My credit card gets dinged for just under $1,000 to have a corporate website that I very rarely blog on.
Oh, then end it.
But
Why
that's not what
should
we're I?
talking about.
No,
We're
no, no.
talking
But
about.
here's the deal. Here's the deal. Why should I continue? Even if I used my website like to great detail, why would I continue to put helpful information on that site if it's just going to get scraped,
That's the
repurposed for
point that
AI?
I made. You're like arguing, like you're arguing against the point. That's the point I made. They
Yeah,
need the
it's
websites to
insane.
train on. They need the websites for the agents to use. But if they kill the websites because no one has any reason to put them up anymore, then there's no ecosystem. They would have to make all the websites and have all the companies because there's companies behind those websites, right? So this is a business model since day one. Everything they try to do with it kills it in the end.
Well, maybe that's why brands is everything right now.
That's a whole nother talk. We don't have time for today because we still have a bunch of stories we forgot.
We absolutely we didn't forget any story. We just haven't gotten to them yet.
That's true. We have some quick ones. I have a couple large ones to go back to. So I'm just going to go through the quick ones real quick because they don't require a whole lot of discussion. So Bing is testing a real estate search menu filter. So Bing's bringing real estate search basically to Bing. Is there anything
Good.
else we need to say about that?
No, just push buttons on that one, Bing. Google's controlled that space. Push buttons on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be like in the top when you have Google, you have those little ones, filters at the top. Well, not filters, you're clicking another part of Google. It's just gonna have real estate up there next to news. So, but hey, cool. So you can do real estate directly from there.
This is the fun one. Google,
Yes.
John Mueller having to tell people not to dynamically update their robot text file manually a couple every manually multiple times per day. Or I'm sorry,
Yeah.
don't automatically update your robot text file multiple times per day, like trying to catch the right crawl cycle. I had no idea people even did that.
Yeah, somebody said one of our technicians asked that they could upload a robot's text file in the morning to block Googlebot and another one in the afternoon to allow it to crawl, as our website is extensive and they thought it might overload the server. Oh, God bless his heart in the nicest way. Devs have a way of controlling all that. If you have a problem with like things being overloaded, you need to talk to your devs because they, I mean, your IT people, your systems people, they can take care of that. But anyway, yeah, John's like, it's a bad idea because it can be cached up to 24 hours. So we don't recommend dynamically changing your robot's text file like this over the course of a day. Use
Also,
503 or 429 when crawling. The response codes 503 or 429 when crawling is too much.
how do you know when Google's going to come and crawl your site anyway? Like, it doesn't come at a prescribed time. It's 3:05. Google's going to show up. Better change that robot text file.
Well, if you're a big company, they do crawl like so, like it, you'd be amazed at how often Google's
Oh,
crawling like
sure. They're sure they're
Zappos or
making
something.
improvements every day,
Yeah.
sure, but they're not crawling the website. They're just, ask, they're just like, confirming documents here and there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's just someone who didn't know, but it, I mean, they were trying to do the right thing this wrong way. Google removed breadcrumbs from mobile search results. I don't think that's much of a story. It's just in mobile search, people weren't using the breadcrumbs, so they took them out. So. Anything else to add to that
Nope, not at all. I don't think
one,
that's actually a very big deal, except that it's something that is tracked in Search Console.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think of that there's a user experience thing. I don't think that's really much of a SEO thing. That you still have that schema set up will be counted in your favor. I'm just not exactly sure how it gets counted.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Google has been putting map pins on service area business. So before, you always had to have an address. This is a brick and mortar; it exists here. Service area businesses are like, we have a landscaper come out to you, and they don't have necessarily a location. Maybe they just have all their stuff at home, and they could drive up with their truck. So apparently, they have been putting these on service area businesses. It might be a bug, though. Barry couldn't get confirmation, but Barry Schwartz. Interesting idea. So
I'm a service area business and I don't want
I know, don't tell them where I am.
I do not want a pin on my address at all.
No, I am not. I'm not a donkey. Sorry, pin the tail on the donkey. Google is going to give your IT group more control over your Chrome extensions. So apparently, Chrome extensions are a really good way to hack your computer. And it also uses a lot for crypto, like they're mining crypto on your computer, you just don't know it. So they're going to give Google Business, that's only Google Business, and it's called a Chrome Enterprise Core, that a setting that will enable extensions to be removed from user systems remotely, automatically block future downloads. This is from The Verge again. Block downloads, And they will place custom mentions on the extension details page to provide more information. Also, they're going to give a separate store. So when people go and add the extensions, they can control what extensions they have. And I know when you work in a large organization, sometimes this can be a hassle because you really need that extension. So, but if you find out that when this rolls out that you are missing extensions, that would be why you need to talk to your IT team.
That's a very, very good thing.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity is going to become infinitely more important. To bring it back to this again, but especially as regulations get rolled back in the United States, you really, really, really need to take control of your organization and your organization's cybersecurity. It's
Yeah.
critical.
But make allowances for job requirements. Like one company, they locked everything down and you couldn't get out to Facebook or anything. I'm like, I'm managing your social media, so I kind of have to. So make sure you know if there's exceptions and allow for them.
I've got a client that's actually going to be forcing that wants us to remove all Google products, including all analytic products. I mean, we're going for Adobe Analytics. It's going to be the fallback, and I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But this is how tight corporate security has become.
Yeah, and it has to be, especially with Chrome chips coming. So moving on to Google is testing AI overviews that have a toggle to turn on translations. That's kind of nice for people. Yeah, that's good. So it's a really simple thing. It's just going to be an AI overview, and you're just going to be able to flip it from language to language,
How
or
do
you
you
can
say
listen
let
to
them eat paste in French?
it.
Okay.
Listen, eat paste. Then we have there's one more we wanted to get to. There's just two left. UK is investigating Apple and Google. I'm tired. Google mobile ecosystem. Apparently, they're worried about the normal thing, you know, having too much strategic market. I think over in Europe, it's like 95% Google controls. But anyways, is an investigation to Apple and Google smartphone operating systems. This is from US News UK. And the second use of recently bulked up regulatory tower, that is new powers from the I cannot speak, Jim.
From
Competition and
the
Markets
version,
Authority.
yeah.
And
So,
they will assess whether they have a status that they should not have because of their ecosystems.
in the UK, strategic market status is a designation given to companies that are, well, in America, I think you'd call them people who are violating antitrust regulations.
Pretty much.
If you have grown so big that the market revolves around you, like we revolve around the sun, you're probably violating UK law. And that puts you in a whole different legal class for the government to go after. Again, much like antitrust. To quote a Competition Market Authority CEO, Sarah Cardell, better competition also boosts growth here in the UK, with businesses able to offer new and innovative types of products and services on Apple and Google platforms, she said, not realizing how those platforms will deteriorate rapidly.
Yes.
And this is the problem. They get too big and they become the ecosystem, the public square, the thing that we all use, and taking them apart means they will fall apart.
That's true. There's a lot that relies on them. So.
Yeah, it's again, thank goodness we have the quantum chip, because I can't figure out how to take Google apart. Every time I think about it, my mind starts to hurt.
Oh, Google. You know, there's a
Well,
story we had
Google,
to
Apple,
mention
could you
today.
think of taking apart the Apple ecosystem?
Yeah, I
Everything.
know,
I think
right?
of the
Yeah.
airplanes would fall out of the sky, for God's sake.
Well, especially Apple, because Apple's like so interrelated. Like, I have a Mac and I need to get the O key stopped working. That doesn't mean replacing a key that or keyboard. I have to go in, they replace the top case and the motherboard. It's like a massive job. It takes like 4 days and it can cost $300 just because the key stopped working. So everything's integrated so tightly in Apple ecosystem. Yeah. So there's one and I don't see it, and we really needed to mention it today. I'll look for it while we continue the last two because we got to go after this. But
The very
one
last one, word count.
there's word count. Well, we didn't talk about structured data for AI search. I think we briefly talk about it now, maybe more later. But yes, the one about word count.
Well,
So
okay. Well, you know what? The structured data one is actually more important, not because it's important or not, but because it's a Roger Monti piece. It's a think piece, and it's absolutely worth reading. So in today's Search Engine Journal, Roger Monti has a piece titled "SEOs Are Recommending Structured Data for AI Search. Why?" Bottom line, schema does not help you rank better in an AI search engine. It doesn't get you into the crawl of AI search engines. It doesn't feed AI search engines. AI search engines train by crawling websites. It might help you in one case. It might help you as search engines try to ground themselves using the knowledge graph. But there you're asking to draw a direct line between schema and getting into the knowledge graph, and you can't actually do that either. Although we do know that knowledge graph draws from schema data. So will schema get you into AI? No, you can't say that. Will it help?
Oh,
Maybe.
maybe. And also, when people say, I see all these long articles, you have to open up your site to the bots, right? Some of those bots are very, like, they're almost DDoS attacks, right? Like, we know that from last year, some of the articles reported. So, no, you don't have to. If your site's regularly mentioned everywhere on the web and your products are, it already picked it up in the training data, and you can check the training data to see where it's at. But it doesn't have to actually sh your website like Google does. Because Google is specifically looking at your pages and storing them and ranking them and all that sort of stuff. It's not doing that. And as long as other people are mentioning you, it should be okay. This is the last one I thought we had to mention. I found it. I found it. My fault for not putting in the grid. Google Search Quality Analyst has on his bio detection and treatment of AI-generated content. That's one of his skills. So I just thought
Okay,
people should
so
know
he's a
that.
good editor? Like,
No.
what does he mean, detection and treatment of?
His job is senior staff analyst of search ranking. And one of the things he
Mm.
does is address novel content issues, detection and treatment of AI generated content. Now, it shouldn't be news to people, but I'm going to sneeze.
What does he mean by treatment? What does that mean? What is that? Treatment.
Basically,
A
yeah, you
filter?
know, no, detection and treatment. Like, how do they treat it? What do they do with it? So we don't know much more than that because he didn't give a quote, but his skill main skills is like three. Prevent manipulation of ranking signals, anti-abuse, spam, harm, provide qualitative and quantitative understanding of quality issues, user interactions, insights, address novel content issues, detection and treatment of AI content. He's giving examples. And his last one is reward satisfying helpful content. So he's been there for over 15 years. And the fact that he added that, I'm sure he knew would be seen. I'm sure it wasn't an accident. But you know, people keep, you know, a lot of people sell AI content, and so there's like this thing in the industry, like, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. We know from Google they are not crazy about AI content straight out of the box. You can edit it to death, and but you might as well bot an edit a human person at that point because it converts better. But so Google said that, and John has said it. You know, they mentioned a while the people that got hit by the manual action, the spam one in the March update, they were almost all AI content sites. So there's a really, really good reason they don't want the AI content. And that is because AI content is synthetic content, and that content over time degrades the large language models they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on. And you can actually destroy the hard those language models with AI content. And right now the prediction is something like 70% of the web, if they don't do anything, will be AI content in the next 3 years.
I thought it
And
already
that means
was.
no,
Honestly, I as I understand it, more content has been created
yeah.
since November 2022 than was ever created before that.
And I'm talking about index content. So it could be that there's other places, you know, there's a whole other webs besides just what we see in the commercial side. But anyway, and I could check. It could have changed because I checked it like 3 or 4 months ago. But the point being is there are really good reasons they don't want your AI content. And yes, you could spend a ton of time redoing all the AI content, but really, it's easier to write it yourself. There are some tools that do it well, like Dixon's tool InLinks. They do some content writing. And their process is different than most anybody else's because they draw in entities to write around. And so you still could be detected. I don't know if it's worth the risk, but definitely that's one that's one of the better tools. And AI Rival Flow, I'm sorry, just one last one, Jim, real quick. They look at your competitor and they see what entities you're not covering, and they'll write like a little paragraph for you to add, and that's fine. But and descriptions are
Bottom
fine, titles
line,
are fine, whatever. But yeah, go ahead.
Absolute bottom line, if Google wants original content, make it worth it for the people who employ people like me who write original content. Make it so that that content actually will draw the clicks. Don't just use it because it's good training data. Use it, let humans use it to, improve their knowledge sets and find the products they want, or for whatever reason they're using it. I'm not going to write the stuff if I'm not remunerated for it, because writing sucks. It
And I
really
know.
does.
Yeah, it does. It's so hard. I do it. I don't do it like you. You're much better than me, but yeah, we do it. The other thing too is we know from studies with ads and some other types of, landing pages that doesn't convert as well. Humans are, I don't know about you, Jim, but at this point I can hear it as AI content in my head. Some people don't have that in their head, but I do, and I can hear it. And like the voice in my head's like, that's AI content. I know that's AI content. And I'll ask the person, because I know the site. I'm like, is this AI content? They're like, yeah, yeah, because it just has a rhythm to it. So it's just
It's
not as
tough. I read a
good.
lot of dreadful content, AI or not.
Dreadful is different than AI because AI can look really good, and it can sound like it's good. It has a rhythm and a lack of. It's a little soulless, right? It's a little soulless. It doesn't really grab
Well,
you.
most AI have never had the thrill of racing down a hill wearing two pieces of wood on their feet. Most AI have never enjoyed sitting back in a warm pool in Mexico, having a drink served to them by like little banana boat. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you just cannot convey if you haven't done it yourself. And that's a reality. But we'll see over time how all that plays out. But again, if you want the real content, freaking pay for it. And we'll
Yeah,
make it. I'll
and
happily make it. Well, I
Jim
won't
is really
happily,
good
but I will
too.
do
Jim is really good. But no, yeah, I just the last thing is just to say on that. It's not being anti-AI content, which sometimes I think people think I'm saying. That's not it. You can use it for ideation, you can use it for titles, descriptions, image, whatever you want to use it. Google just doesn't really like it. If you look at the content guidelines, there's like five that are specifically written around AI content, even though they don't say that. But in addition, it's just not great content. And if you want someone to write a page about plastic bags and have it be good, you need someone like Jim, who had to do that for a client of mine. And it was really good. I got it back and I was like, I don't know how you, I didn't know how you're going to make this good because it's plastic bags. And he made it like really good. And you need a human for that. You need a human if you want to connect with people because there's just no soul to the AI content.
Okay, on that, on the thing, thank you. I try to make plastic artful. That's
You
all I
did. It
can
was
say on
so.
that.
I'm not saying this because you're my podcast partner. Really, I said it at the time. It was like such good content. It was plastic bags.
You'd be surprised how interesting plastic bags could be when you really, really, really,
That's
really,
what you
really
told me.
research them. Okay,
Yeah.
friends, we got to get out of here. Honestly,
Same here.
studio is like freaking out here. So, before we go anywhere, we got to say our thank yous. And the first people we got to thank are Audience Key and Wix Studio, our sponsors. Thank you so much. We love you guys so much. Thank you, Darren and Brandy in the front office. Thank you, Brasco and Ricky in the studio. And audience, thank you all for listening. Please like and share these podcasts. And well, yeah, on behalf of Christine Chackinger from Sites Without Walls, this is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. You've been listening to Webcology, recorded live to podcast on the 23rd of January, 2025, for WMR.FM. Be kind to each other, especially this week. It's going to be really hard for people to adjust to the new regime. Be patient with each other as we all adjust, because love wins over ego. It really has to. Be
Yeah.
kind, be patient, rank well. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.